At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. It is hour two of In This League right here on Sports Grid with Bogman and Welsh. That is us. We are ITL without a website, only a Patreon. So come give us your money right now. I think that's a good plug, Bogman. Give us your
give
ITL.
Give us your money right now.
ITL, give us your money.
It's a great tagline, I think.
I think personally. I tagged that really well. Like, you just need that good punch for like a brand. In This League, give us your money. That's good.
That'll be shut it. Up and give me your money.
Put it on a shirt.
Shut up and take my money. Shut up and give me your money.
Put
yeah,
it on
no,
a shirt,
that's fantastic.
Too. Then it has a double meaning. Yeah. It's like, give me your money so we have the brand, and then they've also paid for the shirt, so they're giving us their money.
Yeah, we should have the just, you remember the app, the I'm Rich app?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that like, dude made an app and he sold it for like 10 grand or 50 grand or
right.
something?
Yeah, I think it was like $10,000. It did nothing except for say I'm rich.
Yeah.
And like that I think the Apple store or whatever took it down.
Awesome.
But like four or five people bought it before that. And it was just, you know, 10 grand for an app that says I'm rich. We should do that. It should just be a shirt that says I'm rich. And it's nothing but cotton, but it costs $1,000.
I mean, we're kind of in theory in the Last Secret show. We kind of are creating a product that has no monetary value whatsoever, but we are creating the value around it. So people pay for it. I like the idea of that. It's like, it's like the Big Baller Brand, you know. Big Baller Brand was, I mean, it was.
Now ours exists.
but there would it would be like if you and I decided to make shoes and we're like, oh, it's $400. Like, it was poorly made. It's like what Kanye West is doing to shoe designs now. Like, that guy is literally so bored with so much money. He's just seeing how ugly of things he can make and how popular they're getting. Like, his designs get uglier and uglier, and people are like, look at the new Yeezy. It's like, it looks like a Nike had sex with a croc and it became a shoe.
I'll just never understand, like, why people pay attention to the, like, if you want to go to Kanye's concert or buy his album, I completely understand. But why do we care what he's doing in between those
things.
You
don't care about his politics, you know what I mean? You're saying?
Not even a little bit.
No?
I don't care.
You don't care that him and Joel Osteen are teaming up for a bunch of Sunday services?
I just can't imagine a worse pair. You know,
the biggest team up ever since Kanye and Jay-Z.
how can you get those two guys in a room? Like,
what do you mean, why their heads don't fit
on those guys? Like,
remember when people were drowning in Houston and dying, and he didn't open up his church to let people have a place to go?
Right. Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that happening.
Remember that.
I just, and that's a man of God, but whatever. That's a whole different situation.
I mean, I think they get along great. They both have private jets. Joel Osteen probably got a better jet than Kanye, to be honest with you.
Ooh, see, but that's what would make me think that Kanye wouldn't want to be there.
Yeah, you would. Absolutely. They would have to share stories. Be like, Kanye's trying to get financial tips from Joel Osteen. Like, how you do this?
How is the Eagle One? Oh, I don't know. This Eagle Three is just much better.
I don't know.
They're like you and I would discuss, what kind of phone you bought. They're discussing their private planes.
You know, yeah, there's a part of me that, like, in like that modern culture, like there's things that are, they're moving past us. Like, I think I hate TikTok. I've come to this conclusion.
I just don't even understand what it is.
I don't understand.
Is TikTok the one where the chicks can only, they can only contact the guys and the guys can't do that?
No, you're talking about like a dating. I think you're talking about Bumble.
Bumble. That's
yeah, I think
it.
You're talking about Bumble. No,
what's TikTok?
TikTok. You do not know what TikTok is?
I've heard of it. I see all, but what I think TikTok is just an app for girls to dance on. Is that all that it's for?
I mean, in theory, you're creating what could be great, but no, TikTok, it was created to annoy everybody, to annoy boomers. I mean, you're a boomer, Bogman. You're turning 37 on Wednesday. Your birthday's coming up. There's a bunch of places now. Like Barstool, for example, they do TikToks and they do their behind the scenes, and their behind the scenes is super annoying. It's like dudes doing just horrifically embarrassing things. And then there's some chicks and they're all just trying to make a show. Essentially what TikTok is, they're vines with the big TikTok logo. They're just, I don't understand them. It's a sign of me being old and they annoy me. And because they annoy me is why I realize I'm getting old. Furthermore, just yesterday, I was at just making a horrible decision of where to eat lunch. I go to a Subway and I'm coming out and I'm like, oh, crap, I forgot a straw. So I'm about to walk in and two cool dudes, younger guys, you know, dressed as cool dudes would do. Not that cool young, dudes. But, you know, maybe probably a little bit younger than me. We're not that far
just
off.
Guys being dudes.
Just a couple cool guys walking up, and I hold the door for him, and I look, I look over because you need acknowledgement when you do it, and the guy goes, oh, thank you, sir. And I was like, I'm just about to lose $100. I was about to lose $400, what I was just about to say. And I was just like, am I a sir now? Like, I'm 36 years old. Like, I'm not
I'd
at
say
sir
to everybody,
level.
Though. Thank you, sir.
I guess, but it wasn't like
but
that.
He meant, old man.
Yeah, he wasn't like being like, thank you, sir, like being fun. He was just like,
I'm surprised you have time to hold the door open for people on your way to the grave.
I guess.
You're going to get there pretty soon, too, ain't you, boy?
But here's my thing. What would be funny, because apparently we're becoming irrelevant, and I don't understand thing, we should do a bit of, like, all modern-day things. Like, I want a pair of Yeezys. We should do a Yeezy review. Someone get me those. We'll do TikToks. We'll just do all the things that young people do. Like, because we're
not
that old.
Yeezys. I don't even know what those
either.
Are.
Someone send them to me.
Yeezys. I thought it was a an inhaler, a Yeezy. It's a Yeezy for when you get wheezy. That's what I thought it was.
It's so out of touch. It's unbelievable. Like,
yeah, I'm out of touch because I'm not sure what TikTok is.
But it's not bad. It's not bad.
I'm looking at this app. It's exactly what I said it is. The first three videos are all girls dancing.
That's all they do. All they do is there's Christina Pazinski with Your Mom's House podcast. She is fantastic. She's using it in the best way possible where she finds the biggest weirdos on the planet. She finds all of the insane people. And then what she does is she curates them so everyone can laugh and stuff. So that's like fun. But usually it's for people to make goofy videos. But now, like, big companies, it's like, oh, we got to make our TikToks. Like, the name is annoying. I don't understand it. And every time I see a TikTok, I'm like, this is stupid. Like, this, they have literally, all they've done is they've branded the word video. They've branded videos. They've turned audio, like how audio is podcasting, they're turning videos into TikToks, and I don't get it. But I feel like it might be interesting if you and I reviewed things we don't understand. It's almost back to like Urban Dictionary, Bogman and Welsh.
I mean, I just downloaded TikTok to see what it's all about here.
Should we create
it
a TikTok?
Videos to make your day, interest, animals, comedy, food, sports. Should I put gaming on here? Science and education.
Are you creating an account?
Yeah, sure.
Create
Let's
it.
Do that.
Okay, you're gonna create. Are you gonna create an In This League one, or just are we gonna do a Bogman and our own Welsh one? How are we gonna do it?
I don't care. What do you want me to do?
But is it like because you took our Instagram name and you use Instagram less than I use it?
That's true.
So why don't I create a TikTok within this?
This one is The Rock and Kevin Hart. This TikTok.
Oh, I bet I bet it's going to be super funny with jokes that we totally wouldn't imagine they would say, like it's just, short and muscles, right?
I mean, first of all, I don't know how to get rid of the sound on this. This is obnoxious already. But it's just, Kevin Hart is playing Santa Claus and The Rock is an elf.
What are they doing, though? But what are they doing?
It's January 11th. Why is this one popping up?
But what are they doing in the TikTok? How long is the TikTok?
Okay, let's see. I'm starting it. Kevin Hart kicks The Rock. The Rock flinches at him like he's going to punch him. They're walking down some steps. Kevin Hart's like taunting him, and that's it. Okay. And now it's restarting.
You know what?
5 seconds.
I need to not lose $100 here, and I'm really having a hard time. And maybe I am a sir with how I'm feeling, how I want to talk right now.
Sir.
You know what my problem is happening? Is we have gone from social media platforms that just... It's about interaction. It's about whatever we want. So what I'm saying, Twitter, Facebook, we do whatever the hell we want. You know, it's just whatever you want. It's an open forum. We've now transformed that into new social media platforms that are telling us what to do. Instagram's like, you're going to post a picture, you dumb SOB, and you can't have any links, and you better not show any things you can't show. Here's our rules, but this is what you do, and this is what you're going to do. TikTok is the same thing now. They're like, hey, yeah, do something funny. Do something cute. You're going to make a video, and you're going to make it 5 seconds, and people are setting up scenes and stuff. Why? Well, you know what? We're fully embracing this, Bogman. No, I don't even know what I'm saying. You and I, we're going to do dance videos. We are going to do costumes. We're going to go full in on TikTok just to see if we can fully grasp it. How about that?
Sure. Whatever.
Great. TikTok coming to an industry near you.
I'm trying to make this work and it says verification and now it says parameters error. I try to refresh, not happening. So I'm already blocked.
It's the most.
All I'm trying to do is sign up for this damn thing.
It's the most Bogman thing that's ever happened to a
letters,
social media
numbers.
App.
Oh, I have to have a special character. My password. That's what it was.
Are you creating a Bogman TikTok?
Yeah.
What's your TikTok name? Is that what's your TikTok?
We haven't even got to that point because this won't let me get past the verification.
You gonna title it Bogman Sports?
Yeah, probably.
At Bogman Sports on the TikTok.
I'm going to do, is it the Bogman? Is that better?
Oh, you know what? You think someone's taken my name?
I hope so.
Oh, no. That'd be bad. Well, you know what? It won't matter. Sports Grid won't tweet it out, so they won't know.
Oh, come on.
I'm just joking. They won't. If it is on TikTok, Sports Grid didn't steal it. So I don't understand anything. So I think we do TikTok videos. We buy Yeezys. There's probably other
someone
things.
Someone already took Bogman on TikTok.
Just straight up Bogman?
Just straight up Bogman. That's always my first go-to.
Oh, really? So okay, what about Bogman Sports?
I can do Scott Bogman. How about that?
Well, what about Bogman Sports? Keep your social media the same.
God,
that's the key, Bogman. Keep it the same.
It's not, but okay. I'll do Bogman Sports. Look at that. No one has used it. Sign up.
Do you feel the necessity to maybe take Scott Bogman so someone else doesn't take it now that we've said it on air and someone clearly will do it?
No, go ahead. I don't care. Let's see. I don't know what is happening.
Can we make? I would like to offer what the first TikTok should be.
Here's one. It says, only Arizona people will understand, and it's this girl in a hoodie in 85 degrees. So anything below 94 degrees, and she's in a hoodie.
Thank God TikTok for that content.
How people drive in Arizona. It's like they're trying to touch everything in the car and everything's hot because it's in Arizona.
I immediately hate TikTok. Funny. I hate it. Okay, yeah, I know what your first one is going to be. Your first TikTok is going to be you going to Carl's Jr. and getting the bag that you're going to autograph for our Patreon members. That's the first. You want a promotion that's going to get people to follow you on TikTok? It'll be you.
I don't want anybody to follow me on TikTok. I doubt I'll be using this for anything. So, Jesus, now it's asking me for all the permissions. Can we have access to your social security number? What's your blood type? God, I hate that.
We just spent a whole segment talking about TikTok. I don't know how we get there. Let's see real quick, though, if what just happened? No. It created a profile for me. Is it the Welsh? Can I have it? How do you do this?
You made fun of me just a second ago for not being able to figure out. It's the most popular thing in the world, not being able to figure it out. And then you do the same damn thing.
I don't know where anything is here. This is ridiculous. We'll figure it out. It just created an account for me. Don't just create an account for me. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know why it's called TikTok? It's because it wastes the seconds of your life. That's why it's called TikTok.
It's all going away. All right, I'll figure this out later. What a horrible idea. What a bad decision it was to go into. I'm even mad just that I downloaded the app and I'm looking at the app. I don't understand it.
Oh, this is so dumb.
I literally don't even understand how to change the. Where did you go to for username?
After I signed up for an account, it let me put my username.
It didn't let me do that. Edit profile. Oh, there we go. Okay, so here's the big key. We have to find out. Is it... Let's see if anyone's taken it. Is it the Welsh?
You're not a celebrity. Nobody took it.
Okay, you want to bet?
Yeah.
Let's see. Save. Set your username. Let's see. Is it the Welsh? Look at that. I got it.
Wow, what a shock.
We also need to get the In This League one before this episode airs. So just pointing out so someone doesn't take that one. We do need to get that one. We'll do that. Well, look at us, Bogman. No boomer conversation for us. We didn't even talk about football either because we were too busy on that. I don't know how I got in that. I was just mad about things I don't understand anymore. That's a hard thing. You know, no one prepares you when you get older for that. That everyone's like, yeah, you get older. And we all know, like, we all feel young at heart as we get older and stuff. But no one fully prepares you for when you step into a world of things you just full on don't understand. Like my wife gets so mad at mumble rap and whisper. Like I like Billie Eilish, I think her name is, or whatever. And she's like a whisper singer. And my wife gets so mad.
What is a whisper singer? Is she Fred Johnson from The Expanse?
She's the one that goes, I'm a bad guy. Duh. You never heard that?
Nope.
Oh, well, type her Billie Eilish. She's a whisper singer, and it pisses my wife off so much. And all these rappers, the mumble rappers and stuff that aren't saying anything, she gets so infuriated, and that's her being old because she doesn't understand it. I don't understand TikTok. And we're
gonna
figure it out.
I wish I knew how to turn the sound off on these damn videos, like in Instagram. That's what I wish I knew how to do.
This is the dumbest segment we've ever done. We sound like old idiot people who are like, hey, TikTok and blah, blah, blah. We don't understand the Yeezys and everything. And I do love that we did it, though. This is the last episode of Bogman being 36 years old. So
that's true.
You're going to be 37 years old on Wednesday. So happy birthday, Bogman. I gave you TikTok.
Thank you. You're welcome. I mean, it sounds like something I need cream for. Like, did you get the cream to get rid of your TikTok? Yeah. Unfortunately, I had to use the cream.
Luckily, TikTok goes away. It's not permanent. So, all right. When we come back, though, we are going to break down the other games. We spent 15 minutes talking about TikTok. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Sunday games, and then we'll probably get one team preview in. I know you and Bubba are going to get one, so don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up right here on Sports Grid.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it, don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
Welcome back. In this league, we are back right here on Sports Grid and on TikTok at Is It the Welsh and at Bogman Sports. Would you look at that? I'm very excited. So what should my first TikTok be me lancing my foot some more and yours is autographing Carl's Jr. bags?
I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what tap to create. Here we go. Create your first short video. Tap to come on. Hold on.
Oh God, I would give anything if you were doing a TikTok, you didn't know it was happening, and then it posted, and you're just like, how the hell is this, how does dang old Reggle work? I don't understand. That's your TikTok.
Here we go. I am recording my first TikTok. It really doesn't give you very much time at all, the Welsh. So we're recording the radio show right now. And I still have a little bit of time
left. Can you like do the like
out and wait, there it goes and it's over.
But hold on, can you do the thing where you take your finger off and then you can start recording again? Like
I don't know.
That's what Vine used to do. Like you would just press it down, it would record, you'd stop, and when you would start again, it would pick right back up.
Here you go. I just posted my very first TikTok. There you go.
That's it's all. It wasn't the autograph bag.
No, it wasn't. You're right.
Oh, you're such a.
What am I?
You're
what
a TikTok. You're a TikTok.
I could use.
You're an RBI's TikTok, is what you are, Bogman. I'll tell you that for sure.
These goddamn RBI's over here.
All right, let's talk about Sunday. Talk about things people care about, not TikTok, especially all the like our audience. No one's on there. You know, they're on Instagram, following a certain type of person on Instagram. Yeah. On Sunday, early game, CBS. Texans at the Chiefs. The Chiefs, like Baltimore, for whatever reason, the AFC, there is quite a discrepancy in the games because both games are 10 in favor of the home team. And the Chiefs are a 10-point favorite over the Texans, but it is the highest over of the weekend at 51 is what I have.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. No. This is you said 51, right?
51, yeah.
Yeah, I had 9.5, but 10. Not surprised that it moved. So, oh God, this one is Kansas City And you know what? I'll take the over. But I don't know. The Kansas City defense has been playing so well. I think they're going to put up a bunch of points. So I think this one is like a backdoor cover on this over. I think it's like a 35-17 in favor of the Chiefs. I think this is most likely a blowout.
You think it really? Okay, let me ask you this.
Well, Houston didn't play great. I think Buffalo won the first half, but Buffalo also lost the second half. Like Josh Allen just played terrible in the second half against Houston, and Houston just kind of won by the skin of their teeth in overtime.
Yeah, and you kind of just answered this too. I was about to say if they're implying if there was a game that was a blowout this weekend, I'm guessing this is the one. This is the blowout of the entire playoff weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not very confident in the Vikings either. So, I think that one could end up being a blowout too, but I don't think Tennessee and Baltimore is, you know, I think that's going to be a close game. I think Seattle and Green Bay is going to be a close game. We'll talk about that in a second, but this one just, you know, Patrick Mahomes with extra rest. I feel like the Chiefs have a better shot to make the Super Bowl this year. And last year was when everyone was hyping them up and talking.
I can't get over, and this is my fault. I can't get over the lack of really good running game. This team just doesn't have, I think, a positive established running game. And, you know, the Texans helped themselves with getting J.J. Watt back. And strong defenses are the teams that, like, you've got to have a paced offense with a strong defense, I think, to beat the Chiefs. And I think the Texans, when the Texans' offense is on, they're a problem, but they're one of the more finicky. Like them and Seattle, I think offense are the most finicky that are in the playoffs right now.
What? We saw the video come out to today of Bill O'Brien firing back at a fan because the week after they beat the Patriots, they lost to the Broncos, and some fan screams, "You suck!" And Bill O'Brien went back at him with a a lot of words that would lose me $100.
Oh, which ones on this, exactly?
The ones that start with F and MF, those ones.
Fart.
So you can see it on. You sound like Meatwad right now.
Mouth fart.
Go fart yourself.
Oh, mouth fart.
That's not an F bomb.
Oh, go fart yourself, man. Go fart yourself. Is that my number? Is this still a number one impression?
Yeah, Meatwad? I mean, we'll break out your other ones.
You know what? It's so funny you say that. I was thinking about the hormone monster the other day. Here's my problem. It's like I need to hear him. Yeah, I need to hear it, and then I think I can impersonate, because I know you love my hormone monster, but out of the blue, I can't do it. Meatwad, I can just jump in. I can just jump in and do my Meatwad. And then I don't really have any others.
So weird that Meatwad is the one that you have.
It's the dumbest thing on the planet. Bogman's got the staples. You're like, you know, GW, and you're pulling out Al Pacino and all this stuff. And I can't even do an impression of someone from, you know, Europe, but I can do Meatwad.
Yeah, everything does form into a Russian accent.
It's like, always, or maybe I can do Russian. Yeah.
when you're impersonating any language, like give me Italian real quick, Welsh. Let's hear it.
It's a spicy meatball.
That's not bad. Yeah, it's not good. Talk for two more sentences.
Oh, no. I'd be like, it's a spicy meatball.
Where I'm from.
Yeah, I can't. So it's all
they all turn into Russians. But anyway, getting back to the Texans and the Chiefs, I think the Chiefs run away with this game. They're at home. They had the extra rest. Houston was not impressive last week. I'm not sitting here telling you that it's out of the realm of possibility for the Texans to play well, but I just don't see them competing in this game. So
yeah.
I've got the Chefs, and I've got the over.
I'm with you. I'm with the Chefs on this one as well. The Chiefs with the long-term running game thing, it might be overplayed because their offense is so powerful, and, you know, you want to talk about a team that can get away from a defense quickly. It is the Chiefs. I mean, Baltimore's a problem because of Lamar Jackson, but the Chiefs can just blow your ass out in like Chipotle in a quarter and a half. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is a blowout. I don't love the line. Arrowhead is a tough place to play. I'm going to actually take the Texans on this one, but I do think the Chiefs win this by a touchdown, and I think they're going to move on. But I don't know. I just can't get over the long, you know, the sustainability of the running. I'm going to go over. I think there's a lot of points scored in this one.
Okay. So Houston in the over. Yeah. I'm with you on that one. So what about this last game of the weekend? It's the Sea Chickens at the Packers. It's said to be mostly cloudy, but I've heard they might need as many as 700 volunteers to clear the snow out of Lambeau Field.
Really?
Because it's supposed to snow all night. On Saturday night,
and then come
Sunday morning, it's it's not supposed to snow anymore. It's just supposed to be cloudy, but it's going to be 21 degrees.
Those are the best.
And
those are the cloudy best football games in January. The best.
Oh. You remember the NFC Championship with the Giants and the Packers, where it looked like Tom Coughlin's face was going to fall off.
It was so red. It's so great. I love the coaches with the red faces. I love the players that are so cool that they don't wear sleeves. I love the white snow. I love all of it. I think it's going to make football so great. Here's what I'm worried about, Boggs. Green Bay is a 5-point favorite in this one. Over-under is 46.5. I'm having a hard time believing any road team can win these, can move on. Now, you know, Vikings could beat the San Francisco 49ers. That could happen. But I don't. That might be the closest one, to be honest with you. I don't see the Titans in any capacity beating the Ravens. I think the Chiefs could and win by a touchdown against the Texans. And this is a huge advantage for the Packers. And the Packers are a better team than Seattle. And I'm tempted to take Seattle because I think this could be close. But I'm going to take Green Bay and I'm going to take the under. And it worries me that I've taken all of the home and the favorites. That's bad gambling. That feels like a bad gambling bet. I don't think it is.
Not in the playoffs, but I'm going to go with you. I don't believe for a second that Green Bay is a better team than Seattle. I think that they should be favored in this game because they have home field advantage and they got an extra week off. But I think that the Niners and the Seahawks are the two best teams in the NFC. It just so happens that they play in the same division, and only one team could get a home field advantage here, and Seattle damn near had it. Seattle was literally inches away from having a bye, and they just couldn't get that done. I think the Seahawks,
they also have momentum. They also have, like, let's point that out. Seattle has quite the momentum right now.
So Seattle in the over, and I know I said it, so I'm kind of being a bit of a hypocrite here because I said last week, I can't believe it, it just feels like no single human being is taking the Packers to get to the Super Bowl. And it's only two wins away from it. And Aaron Rodgers, everyone wants to point out, is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I saw people that were absolutely shocked that he didn't make the top 100 list. And I was like, well, you know, he's very, very good. But do you put Aaron Rodgers in with Brett Favre, Welsh? Like, as far as all-time quarterbacks go.
No.
He's very good. I just would put him. Yeah, I would just put him just outside of those guys. If he wins another Super Bowl, yeah, put him in there. I'm with it. He's got a bunch of records. He has, he's obviously one of the better quarterbacks that we've watched. I just don't know if I would put him in the top quarterbacks of all time at this point.
But you're picking Seattle to cover, but you're picking the Packers to win.
No. I'm picking Seattle to win the game straight out.
Really?
All I'm saying is last week when we talked about this, I was surprised that not a single human being in their pools for the entire thing were picking the Packers. I didn't hear anyone picking the Packers to go to the Super Bowl. Not a person. And it just surprises me because, like I said, they're two wins away from it and not a single person is picking them. I feel like more people are picking the Titans than the Packers, which is insane to me. So, but I, like I said, I think Seattle and the Niners are the best teams in the NFC. I'm going to pick the best teams to advance. You said they have momentum. And look, Green Bay doesn't like to lose home playoff games. I understand that, but it's happened before. We've seen it. So,
no, you're right about that. And they have some, what was I saying earlier with the Texans, where they've kind of got like this variance between like blowing up and then just falling apart. I think Green Bay is more susceptible to that. Like Seattle kind of has adjusted to, it's not like a talent drop, but just some of the injuries, the pain that they've suffered. It's kind of like they've monitored their running game better, where it's, you know, just a little bit of Homer, a little bit of Lynch. You know, Lynch is their short yardage guy. They're utilizing receivers in a different way. Like, Seattle has the floor, where I think the Packers have the upside, but we also see Aaron Jones completely fall apart. We see the play calling disappear from guys like Aaron Jones. Davante Adams is, you know, he's had some health stuff the entire season, and there's going to be weather. It is sub-20s with snow all around. We don't know the, I don't know the conditions currently as the game is going to be played. So, you know, Seattle's got the floor. Green Bay's got the upside. I don't disagree with you. I don't think,
and
I don't think Seattle winning is crazy. You should, I mean, you should go, you know, go put some money down on that ticket. That's probably going to pay out nicely.
The Packers, too, I mean, look, they've been a great team, and they've won five in a row coming into the playoffs, but they haven't decisively beat anyone in a long time. Like, their biggest decisive win was 42-24 over the Raiders week 7. They beat the Lions by 3 points at the end of the season. They beat the Vikings on the road 23-10. That was a nice win. They barely beat the Bears 21-13. They barely beat the Redskins 20-15. They did pound the Giants, but the Giants are bad. It, you know, you give them a playoff team here, though, the Niners, they lose 37-8. You know, so I don't know. I just think the Packers have, yes, they've won what's in front of them, 13-3. I might have said 12-4. They had a great season, but I don't know that they're a dominant team, and I feel like the Seahawks are.
What do you think the strangest thing that could come out of this weekend? Like, pick something wild. Like, you can't say Packers beating the Seahawks, but like
Houston winning.
Houston beating the Chiefs. You think that would be the big dog?
I think that would be the big dog.
See, I think I think it's the Titans over the Ravens. That would be mind-boggling.
That one's close, but I feel like the Titans match up well, and if they hold the ball with Derrick Henry, they can make it a low-scoring slug-it-out game. I don't see where Houston competes. Right? They have to. Yeah. They would have to keep pace with Kansas City. I don't know if that's something they're going to be able to do. You know, Will Fuller might play though, and obviously the Texans have been a different offense when Will Fuller plays. So I would guess that he's not going to. But you know,
all right. So
Will Fuller is. He's the Anthony Davis of the NFL. If he's questionable, he ain't going.
Here's a question for you. Could we get a each post-playoff game TikTok from Bogman?
No.
This weekend? No. Oh, come on.
Okay. Can we get a post-playoff game TikTok from the Welsh?
Absolutely. From the 49ers? Absolutely. If you're listening right now, follow me on TikTok. You will see happiness or not safe for work. Is what I would say. If you don't like cussing words, don't follow me on TikTok. I will post a TikTok post 49ers game.
If you don't like cussing words, is that what you said?
Cussing words, yeah. Bad words.
If you don't like poetry, don't follow the Welsh.
You don't like what red. Say. What's the you? If you what's the?
If you don't like America, then you get.
No, what's the line from Ricky Bobby with the chew?
Oh, if you don't chew Big Red, then F you.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
That was also a line from Idiocracy was, if you don't smoke Tarleton's, F you.
See, I think this could be a bit, though, Bogman.
The big poster board.
There could be like the post-game Bogman TikTok could be a thing. So like during the football season normal, after all of the morning games go, you only get like, what is it, 10 seconds to post something? So it's the...
A wrap-up of each game? Is that what you're talking
about? No, not each game, just of the morning game. In the playoffs, yes. But in normal season, it would be like morning games TikTok, late game TikTok, Sunday night TikTok. You only get 10 seconds, and so you have to figure out how to condense in 10 seconds. I think people would eat that up from you. Like you did with a double Western cheeseburger.
Speaking of double Western cheeseburgers, I hope our new LT that just signed up doesn't want any more autographed garbage.
Yep, you're right. As we did this brand new $10 level on Patreon, all I need him to do, this is very important, Dave, who just signed up, I need you to post wall.
No, screw you. You don't get, you like,
that you want the Carl Schuetter autograph bag.
He will ask for it if he wants it. Don't influence people. What's your problem?
I'm just saying. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we'll finish up with me. More in the sleep coming up.
We'll be right back. Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
Welcome back. It is In This League right here on Sports Grid.
Get on the grid.
There we go. We're going to get one of those in. It is Bogman and the Welsh TikTok superstars. We've created a system. I'm going to do my first TikTok after the Niner game. Bogman is going to do TikToks every 20 minutes.
That's right. That's right.
Is your TikTok still
every
on there?
20 minutes. What do you mean?
Your first TikTok? TikTok.
Yeah.
I want to go. I need to follow you.
I didn't delete it. I don't know how long they last. Are they like Snapchats? Do they leave every 10 seconds? I don't know.
Oh, that would be good. Let me see. Bogman. If I type in Bogman, what comes up under users? Not you. There is someone called Bogman.
I told you. I tried to do that. Remember, I tried to do that as just my...
What's that word they say? What's that word they say, Bog? Oh, there's Bog. I literally see your face. Here he is. Hold on.
Yeah.
Here's Bogman.
Here we go. I am recording my first TikTok. It really doesn't give you very much time at all, the Welsh, so...
Whoops. No, come back.
Here we go.
Whoa, where'd I go?
I'm going to give you a heart,
first TikTok,
and I'm liking
it
you.
It really doesn't give you very much time at all, the Welsh, so...
That's a great TikTok that you did. So that's a great TikTok. I just followed you, your first follower.
Chris Welsh started following you. Yeah. Look at that. And I'm going to follow you.
Look at that. Oh, look at that. We're our first friends. We're like TikTok friends. We're TikTokies. We're TikTokers. Yeah, but I think you should on the regular TikTok. I feel like this is your platform.
TikTok is my platform.
I think so. I think this might be your platform. Instagram, not so much your platform. I think this might be your platform.
Yeah, okay.
Remember those videos you used to do I think they were your Snapchats, but they were called... what did you call them?
Snap craps. So when you're...
Why don't you explain those?
When you're sitting on the toilet, you got nothing to do, a random thought pops in your mind, might as well snap crap it.
I mean, I think that's your platform. I think every single Snapchat starting now should be you on the toilet.
Instead of TikTok, it's a tick plop.
Tick plop. Well, there's another word I can't use that I use $100, but that word talk.
Yeah.
X talk. It has so many meanings. It has so many meanings. It's amazing. I can't say
stuff.
It talk. I like it. That'll be the stuff. Yeah. So follow us on the TikTok for whatever reason. Why ever any grown adult would follow another person on TikTok because we are slowly devolving into talking about the Los Angeles Dodgers. Hey, we're all over the board today. Throwing in our team previews here and there. You've got some Colorado Rockies coming up with Casey Bubba in the next segment. So let's you and me talk about those dirty, nasty Dodgers. Who?
We're not fans. That's true.
Doesn't look like they're going to be... getting the acquisition of Francisco Lindor, at least as far as things look right now. Lindor, by the way, also got $17.5 million in arbitration for his final year with the Indians. So, he's in team control. God, man, he's in control through next year. Isn't that
wow.
right? He'll be under team control again in 2020. So 2022 is when he had 2 years of Francisco Lindor, and you don't want to trade Lux. I mean, you really must think like, he is straight up going to be Lindor to not do that.
Right. Yeah. If you think he's going to be close enough or, 85 to 90% of what Lindor is, why would you flip him plus other pieces to get Lindor? So,
yeah.
I think the Dodgers should do whatever they can to get Corey Seager off that team and Lindor on that team. But
I've seen
some
rumors.
They don't want to do it. They're not going to do it.
I've seen some rumors, Reds people talking about maybe the Reds would be a fit. I don't know what a trade looks like with the Reds and Corey Seager. It's not going to be around Luis Castillo, I can tell you that. So I don't know exactly what that trade looks like. Maybe there's a three-team trade if they were. That could be something if you think about it. If they were going to acquire Francisco Lindor, they don't want to give up Lux. They're not interested in Seager. maybe the Reds could get, or maybe the Dodgers could get a high piece from the Reds in a Seager trade that could be moved along to the Indians to kind of make happy. Because currently, I'll tell you, the Dodgers lineup isn't that impressive looking. Like, here it is on Roster Resource from top to bottom. Jock Peterson is their leadoff hitter in left field. Max Muncy they've got at first base right now. Justin Turner at third, Cody Bellinger in center, Seager at shortstop, Alex Verdugo in right, Will Smith at catcher hitting seven, and Gavin Lux at second base right now. That is the current lineup. They are not putting in the starting lineup AJ Pollock, which is interesting. They also are not putting in Chris Taylor. If Pollock were there, then you've got some stuff that could move around. Maybe he takes a spot of Verdugo or, you know, I mean, that could maybe move Muncy back to second and a guy like Bellinger or Peterson could go to first. They've got flexibility. So the team definitely has flexibility, and they might have one of the stronger benches if you look at that, Bogman. They got Kiki, Taylor, Pollock, Beedy, and Barnes. That's an incredibly strong bench, but their starting lineup is a little...
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, the lineup... It seems unimpressive, but when it comes together, it's usually pretty good. I find it nuts that how much money did they pay AJ Pollock? And now he's just going to be a bench player? A
decent amount.
I mean, that's just...
I'm not sure, I'm not with Roster Resource, by the way. I do not think if Pollock is on this team, he's not a bench player.
Well, player either, but I bet you he doesn't start more than half the games injured.
Well, okay, take away the injury then. Like... You're arguing something different. If he's healthy and he's there, he's the starter. If he's not, if he's hurt, obviously he can't. Roto World has a different lineup. They've got Bellinger at first, Muncy at second, and Pollock in center, like I said, which puts Gavin Lux on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's at least how it's going to start, right, with Lux on the bench.
Agreed.
You know, Lux may not even be up to start. So
unless he bombs, unless he's just, like, crazy, crazy good in spring training. Like, Lux could force his way on, and they've got so much flexibility with Muncy that, you know, he could play first or, you know, Bellinger can play first. They like, the team has flexibility, which also, it also helps them out in any trade stuff. Like, they don't have to get Lindor. Lux was a shortstop, so Lux can play shortstop. And, you know, most of these guys can move around. That's the nice thing about the Dodgers. But their lineup, their hitting lineup, isn't the most impressive thing in the world for a team that's got a huge payroll. It's their rotation that opens up eyes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, outside of Bellinger, then I think the next bunch of picks on the Dodgers are it's Bellinger at five, then it goes Bueller, Kershaw, then Muncy is down here at 78, then surprisingly, Kenley Jansen, Julio Urias is around 150.
Love him.
I mean, are you surprised that Gavin Lux, as right now, well, Roster Resource would have him at as a nine-hole hitter, would be the seventh guy off of this roster?
Would I be surprised?
I mean, are you surprised by that? That's what's happening in NFBC Draft Champions right now.
No, I think that's how... I mean, are you saying Lux is going ahead of Justin Turner?
Yes, he's going significantly ahead. Well, I guess not. He's going... Urias and Will Smith are going between them, but they are actually only separated by five spots here, 158 to 163.
I think it's about right. Like, listen, Kershaw and Bueller are the lockdown guys. Urias is a value and a dynasty guy for sure this year. In the starting lineup, Will Smith is one of the better catchers. Muncy is actually one of the better second baseman values out there. Bellinger is who he is.
So. And he qualifies at first and third.
Yeah, Muncy. He's super, super flexible. Lux isn't guaranteed anything, so I'm not aggressive. This would be Lux's first major year. They're talking about making trades that could take him out of the lineup. The team likes to do rotations. I don't think Lux is particularly the most awesome fantasy option this year unless the team goes into full commitment mode. If they make a full commitment to him, he could move up to five in this lineup. If they were to trade Seager...
What is the full commitment? Like, they have to either announce that he's going to make the opening day roster They give him the extension like they did Luis Robert.
No, I don't care about the extension. I don't care anything about that. his to lose. They say Lux is our guy. It's his job to lose. If we brought in a Lindor, it's not to replace Lux. Like, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear, okay. And they could do that by not bringing in a Lindor, and they could still just move a Corey Seager, and I think Lux could be ended up hitting five in this lineup, so he could be in his positive spot. So there's a lot of good things. But the hitting prowess of this team doesn't compare with the pitching prowess, which, you know, there are three pitchers on this team that are inside the top 100 for fantasy. And Julio Urias, who I love as a dynasty pick, and I would be trying to buy all the possible shares I could right now, he's still going to be pretty solid this year as well. He's going to be capped on his innings. I want to look. I haven't looked. I want to see where FanGraphs has it, because I'm going to guess before I get there, you can hear me typing, I'm going to guess they're going to say 150 on the projections, and I might even be going over. What do you guess?
For innings for who?
Urias.
Urias? Yeah, I'd say less than 150.
Yeah, you're right. 139 are the projections. His projections on the year, 4 ERA, 9.5 K per nine, 139 innings, 9-7 record. He was 79 innings last year. He struck out 85. So they have about 150 strikeouts and 139 innings this year is a projection. But, I mean, that's a solid dude.
I think Urias could be a good starter, too. The thing that annoys me about him, and we brought this up last year, I think, when we were talking about Carlos Martinez, first of all, his eyes are crazy. Has he gotten that nonsense fixed yet? I almost lost $100 right there.
Did you almost get cancel cultured, too?
No. I almost said, has he gotten that S fixed yet? But his eyes definitely bother me. But it's the thing, like we said with Carlos Martinez last year, where if you do have enough working in this rotation, Urias has experience in the bullpen, which is an annoyance because as much as we think he's going to be great as a starter, that they could still use him in the bullpen if they decided to. And, you know, even Steamer has him at 9-7, like you said, with 139 innings. But they have him making 24 starts but playing in 29 games, which would mean they even think he's going to be bounced around as far as starter and reliever, because Dustin May is still there and Stripling and, you know, other guys.
I mean, that is what's annoying about the team, which you're alluding to, is like, well, Urias is set as the number four starter on this team. And then they brought in Jimmy Nelson. They've got Stripling. They've got Dustin May. Let me pull up over here. Mitchell White's a guy that could get some run this year. So under that standard, you know, towards the back half of the year, you know, they could lean on May or Gonsolin or something like that. I would be hopeful that maybe he could push 150 this year because they are committed to him as a starter. So I don't actually think he's much of a bullpen guy. I think you're going to have the skip a start, the low innings, maybe early on, some of that type of stuff to maintain him, similar to Chris Paddock. I think that's how you approach him because you got guys like Dustin May. So I'm actually relatively hopeful. What did you say his ADP was? Like 150?
Let me just double check that's here again. It is 158.9 on DraftChampions on
NFBC. That's not horrible for, like, I think those 140 innings, I think they're going to be good. I think those 140 innings are going to be like top 35 SP, maybe top 30 SP. It's just he doesn't keep getting them, which is kind of the problem. So I guess I'm a little bit more aggressive on him. And I still think Boggs, I'm still in on Kenley Jansen. I'm not giving up on Kenley Jansen, and
well,
he is
especially
a value
now that
this year.
He's coming at a deal, right?
I mean, what's his
last
opinion?
Year? He was one or two off the board. Right now, he is just before Urias at 137.
Oh my God, it's such a deal! Last year, he was three because remember it was Blake Trinan and Edwin Diaz were like one and two, and then it was Kenley. And this year,
let me give you some examples of just the guys around Urias, and then we'll go the guys around Jansen. But Urias is going off overall 160. And then the guys around him, it's a lot of hitters and a lot of relievers. But I'm trying to look for some starters here. Robbie Ray is the first starter ahead of him. Would you rather have Ray or Urias?
Robbie Ray.
Me too. And then below him is Matthew Boyd.
I go Urias. If Boyd got traded, that would be a different.
Sean Manaea.
I go Urias.
I go Manaea. Like, I don't know. I just feel like because of that nonsensical bullpen possibility, it's not something that you should make a major deal out of. But for whatever reason, it sticks in my brain. So let me look for Kenley Jansen, not Danny Jansen.
While you're looking, sorry, you got it?
Diaz is going two spots ahead of him because they both didn't have great years last year.
What is
year.
He Taylor as far Rogers. As relief pitchers? Are you able to look at that, or is it just
no,
sort by pitcher?
No, because it's just sort.
I think
by
he's
pitcher.
Like the sixth or seventh one. Here are the things that are a little concerning. His slider hasn't been getting the same whiffs they have before. He went heavy slider. The most he threw his slider was in 2019, 12% of the time. And the velocity went down a full mile per hour on the slider, which means not just the velocity, but the usage. He used his fastball 7% less, and the velocity is at a second to career low. Career low was 2012 at 91.9. 92 miles an hour, down almost half a mile per hour last year. So last year, he threw his fastball less, and it was a little bit slower. He threw his slider a ton more, and it was slower, and that's not the best thing for that slider, to be a slower velocity. So the stuff is coming down. The positive, though, because you can take away, he's not the elite closer he was before, and he's probably not necessarily going to continue being that guy, but he still had a nice K per nine, though it's a heavy dip from 17 and 16. He got saves. He had 33 of them. He's had 30 plus since every year since 2014. He just doesn't cost a lot, and he's on a fantastic team. So you know what? Kenley Jansen.
The 9-3 reliever going, by the way.
See, that's great. Kenley Jansen is probably the Dodger I own the most of this year.
I think so, too. Yeah, and I think it's a great point to make because this team is still projected to win around 100 games. So and Kenley Jansen is still the closer, right? Yeah. So why wouldn't he be going a little bit higher? I know he had a down year last year, but I think it's I don't know. I think it's a little silly to see him going this slow. So especially, I mean, Liam Hendricks had a great year and Taylor Rogers had a great year, but those guys are both going ahead of him.
What is the projection on their wins? 100?
Yeah, it's right around 100. Joe and I were going over it on the Black Book the other day. I know the Yankees had 100. I think it might have been 98, somewhere in that neighborhood. Huh. So yeah, I mean, they're going to run away with this division still, right? I mean, we're Diamondback fans and we hope not.
But, I don't know if they run away with it.
If you're making predictions, I would definitely still take them to run away.
I feel more homerism than I felt in a long time right now with the Diamondbacks because I think they've got a strong offense. If they go and get, if they sign Kevin Pillar, I'm going to be annoyed, but it doesn't take them away. But if they make a strong move for a center fielder, you're going to look across the diamond and you're going to see a lot of strong plays on that offense because Eduardo would move to third. You've got Cattell in second. It's a strong offense that's going to move the ball with some power. And I think they have low-key one of the better rotations right now between Bumgarner and Gallen and Ray and Luke. Luke Weaver is kind of the key to that. I think Luke Weaver is so underrated right now, it's hard to keep up with for people. I just think they're solid. Their bullpen's okay. The homerism is there. At the end of the day, the Dodgers probably do, especially if they go and do make a move, but I don't think it's a runaway. I think the Dodgers and Diamondbacks are pretty close, but you don't know.
I hope you're right.
All right, well... Well, it is what it is.
I mean, I hope you're right. I mean, I don't have much else to say.
That's all
good.
That's all I got to say about that. I'm out of here. It's going to Bogman and Bubba talking about the Rockies. You're going to talk about some football, I'm guessing, as well, some prop stuff. So don't go anywhere. I'm out, but Bogman and Bubba coming up right here on In the Sleeve.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.